The hell that was the Israeli onslaught on Gaza just 2 years ago. Tel Aviv says it was in retaliation for rocket fire from Hamas on southern Israel. The conflict yielded grim statistics, just over 300 Palestinian children killed and more than 1,600 kids wounded. Jamila Al-Habash was one of them, 14 at the time. An exploding Israeli shell changed her life forever.
I lost my sister and my cousin while we were playing, and I lost my legs.
Jamila is in France to meet the doctor who will fit her prosthetic legs and the Palestinian support groups here who are helping to pay for her treatment. Charities and NGOs are often more active in providing help than national governments.
It will take time for her to be educated in the use of her new legs. She'll need physiotherapy, and it will be 2 or 3 months before she can go back to Gaza to resume her studies.
Jamila's face is already familiar to some of her new friends in France, thanks to this photograph taken by the German artist Kai Wiedenhofer in the aftermath of the conflict. It's one of a collection currently on display at the Paris Museum of Modern Art, and Jamila has come to see it.
Unfortunately, the museum authorities won't allow the media into the exhibition so that we can film Jamila looking at her own photograph. So we've relied on supporters to do that for us.
Blessed with her cheerful outlook, Jamila is rapidly being taken to people's hearts. She's also a symbol of the continued suffering and hardship in Gaza as a result of the Israeli blockade.
The Palestinian people have a lot of support, and this has been going on and on and on. And we do.
What has been going on and on and on?
All this destruction, the conscious and organized destruction of a whole people, of one people, that has either to die or go away.
And Jamila is appreciative of the kindnesses being shown to her.
I'm happy to be with people who are in solidarity with Gazans. Their hearts are with the people of Palestine.
Mark Votier, Press TV, Paris.